How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just got back in town.
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd touch base and see if anything has transpired, or if it's still as we last discussed, or if it's down the drain, or up over the hill, or...
It is, I'm technically in a holding position. I have not concretely made any additional arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
I do have something brewing tonight that may result in that, but it looks a little looks doubtful because of the time span. It did get extended. Did I tell you that?
No.
Okay, it did get extended by his own instructions until the 21st, which is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd be in touch with me. And since he has not prior to noon today, I'm sure that I'll hear from him in the morning around 10 o'clock.
In other words, his people, he thought he was going to have to move into action.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they held him until, but they won't talk to him again. That's a definite.
They will talk to him again.
No, they will not.
They will not talk
to him. No, he's leaving the 21st.
In other words, leaving the country the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And that's the decision you still got to come up with, whether you go with him or not.
Yeah.
Or follow whatever instructions I get.
That's right. Plus the funding.
Did you ever talk to him about our situation, or did you feel that pertinent?
Well, of course, I felt it pertinent, but I didn't. I thought that the best alternative was anonymity on everybody's part. If I
mm-hmm.
could, if I could effectively pull that off, and
mm-hmm.
in the absence of being able to pull it off, then I might elect to do that. If you thought that that would be sufficient for you to,
mm-hmm.
Review your involvement, and you and I had never equated the two, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
If you did A, you do B.
Yeah.
So you might think about that, and we could chat tomorrow. I'll know by then whether I'm covered or not.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's touch base for tomorrow.
You want me to give you a call right mid-morning?
Yeah, give me a call. I'll be at the office.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, John. Bye. Okay, why don't you just read the list that you have there?
I mean, like hundreds of names.
Yes, the names that he has invited.
Okay, now, do you need the addresses or just the names right now?
Just the names right now.
All right. Ready then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commander Everett Alvarez, Lieutenant Colonel Elmo Baker,
mm-hmm.
Captain Alan Brady, Captain Michael Brazelton, B-R-A-Z-E-L-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Major Barry Bridger.
Mm-hmm.
Major Ralph Browning.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Alan Brunstrom, B-R-U-N-S-T-R-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Colonel A.W. Burer, B-U-R-E-R.
Okay.
Ronald Byrne, B-O-Y-R-N-E.
Right.
Captain Larry Chesley, C-H-E-S-L-E-Y. Commander Doug Clower, C-L-O-W-E-R. Commander Gerald Coffey. Lieutenant Commander Thomas Coker, C-O-K-E-R.
All right, from here on in, just say the city that they are to make sure that, you see, we have addresses here too.
Okay.
And I thought I'd save us time, but just say the city and we will know.
Colonel Quincy Collins, Marietta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kenneth Kosky, Falls Church, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Carl Crumpler, Salamar, Florida.
Right.
Colonel Thomas Curtis, Tow, Texas, T-O-W. Lieutenant Colonel R.N. Daughtry, D-A-U-G-H-T-R-E-Y, Albuquerque. Lieutenant Commander Edward Davis, Charlottesville, Virginia. Colonel George Day, Eglin, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Rear Admiral Jeremiah Denton, Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Jerry Driscoll, Homestead Air Force Base, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Commander Robert Doremus, D-O-R-E-M-U-S, Bexley,
mm-hmm.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Major Leon Ellis, San Antonio. Colonel David Everson, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Commander John Fellows, Annapolis, Maryland. Colonel John Finley, Satellite Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Colonel Kenneth Fisher, Alamogordo.
Mm-hmm.
Major General John P. Flynn, Lackland Air Force Base. Captain F. A. Frankie, F-R-A-N-K-E,
mm-hmm.
Point Magoo. Captain Brian Fuller, Norfolk. Brigadier General Norm Gaddis, Arlington. Lieutenant Commander Ralph Gaither, La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Commander Paul Galante, Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
George Hall, Bergstrom Air Force Base. Carlisle Harris, Maxwell Air Force Base. Lieutenant Colonel David Hatcher, Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel James Hibner, Austin, Texas. Colonel R.D. Ingvallson, I-N-G-V-A-L-S-O-N,
mm-hmm.
Alexandria. Major Robert Jeffrey, Dallas, Texas. Captain Harry Jenkins, Coronado. Colonel James Kassler, Moment. Mr. Paul Carey, Arlington. Colonel Richard Kearn, Shaw Air Force Base. Colonel Tom Kurt, Lowry Air Force Base. Colonel Joe Kittinger.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel James Lamar, Bergstrom, Texas. Colonel George Gordon Larson, San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Rear Admiral W.P. Lawrence, Alexandria. Colonel Vern Ligon, Melbourne Beach, Florida. Captain Stephen Long. Mr. Ron Maston, Madison, Wisconsin. Captain James Neal, Alexandria, Virginia. Colonel Raymond Merritt. Captain Mel Moore, Coronado. Commander John McCain, Orange Park, Florida. Captain Eugene McDaniel, Alameda, California. Commander J.B. McCamey, Meridian, Mississippi. Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Nix, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Mr. James Ray, Major James Ray, Alamogordo. Major John Reynolds, Monument, Colorado. Captain Wendell Rivers, Potomac, Maryland. Captain Howard Rutledge, FPO, San Francisco, 96654. Major Wesley Shearman, Spokane, Washington. Ensign William Shankel, Bristol, Connecticut. Major Jerry Singleton, Dallas, Texas. Colonel John Stavast, S-T-A-V-A-S-T, Bergstrom. Colonel Walt Stichler, Austin, Texas. Rear Admiral James Stockdale, Coronado. Hervey Stockman, Albuquerque. Major Thomas Story, Colorado Springs. Major Leroy Stutz, Air Force Academy. Colonel O.G. Swindle, Camilla, Georgia. Commander Charles Tanner, Covington, Tennessee. Lieutenant Colonel Floyd Thompson, Columbus, Georgia. Lieutenant Colonel Leo Thorsness, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Colonel Jack Van Lone, Tucson. Lieutenant Colonel Don Walton, Las Vegas. Lieutenant Commander David Wheat, Oak Harbor, Washington. Brigadier General David Wynn, Ontario, Canada. Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Wilson, Glendale, Arizona. Colonel Ken Fleenor, Randolph Air Force Base. Okay, that's all the POWs he had on the list.
Okay, Sam Johnson is not on there. Did I miss him?
I don't have him on here. It's possible he just missed him.
Okay. Now, the other list that you have other than POWs and that may be located other than Las Vegas.
Okay. Some of these now are retired and others are
right.
Friends. Okay, Colonel Lawrence Damewood, Tucson.
How do you spell that last name?
D-A-M-E-W-O-O-D.
All right, you have a telephone number for me?
Oh, sir.
That's all right. We don't have to have that right at the moment.
Okay. I've got quite a list. I'd have to go through to get it.
Okay.
I can. And then Bob Hoover at North American Rockwell. I've got a number for him, too.
No, okay.
Major General Homer K. Hansen. Mr. and Mrs. Tom Muir, of course, you're in the Murphy Martin.
Right.
Roger Mercer, Colonel Roger Mercer, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
M-E-R-C-E-R. Tom Marcus. Major General E.A. McGough, M.C.G.O.U.G.H. The third, Placitas, New Mexico.
Okay.
Brigadier General Stan Newman, retired, Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Dr. Sonny Russman, R.U.S.S.M.A.N., Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Got congressman too. You want that?
Yes.
Okay. Honorable Harold Runnels, Washington, D.C. Honorable James R. Jones. I think one's from Oklahoma and one's from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Pat Berry, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Bergstrom. Colonel Ron Johnson, Bergstrom. Is that the Johnson you, Sam, you were thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Brigadier General Gerald Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, Langley, Air Force Base. Dr. and Mrs. Leland Levis, L-O-V-A-A-S, Las Vegas, Fort Christmas, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Get some of the ones far away. Miss Essie Richardson, E-S-S-I-E, Oklahoma City. Dr. Roger Shields, Washington. Major General and Mrs. A.W. Shinz, S-C-H-I-N-Z, Fort Walton Beach. Miss Mildred Shebester, S-H-E-B-E-S-T-E-R, Oklahoma City. Mr. James Warren, Tampa, Florida. Mrs. David R. Williams, Austin, Texas. I think she's going to be here anyway. Brigadier General John F. Barnes, Austin, Texas. Retired Colonel Ralph Craycraft, Austin, Texas. Major General Gordon Blood, Austin, Texas. Winwat Dot, in San Diego.
Right.
Major General Larry Kilpack at Randolph. Lieutenant General John Roberts at Randolph. Charles H. Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, Clovis. Max Meadors, Clovis. These are all Clovis. Mr. and Mrs. Roy Walker. D.L. Ingram, they're going to be here. J.R. Spencer, Clovis. Dick Worley, W-O-R-L-E-Y. Jim Malloy. E.O. Stewart, can't make it. Jim Griffin. And then back in Las Vegas.
Is Chappie James on there?
He's on there. He's coming.
Okay. What about Mel Laird and Governor Reagan? I haven't heard those names.
He had Governor Reagan on the list, and then he decided to not send him an invitation. I'm sure he would be thrilled if he could make it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had the invitation already made out. He had us hold it.
What about Mel Laird? Is it on there? Former.
No, I don't see one for him.
Okay. Any other names on there?
Okay, there's Dr. James Raban, R-A-B-A-N, Cherry Hills, New Jersey. And some of his family, I don't know who of his family is going to come. C.L. Reisner in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Grover Reisner.
He's in California.
Reverend William Thornton, San Leandro, California. Dr. Alan Soengold, S-H-O-E-N-G-O-L-D, San Diego.
How many acceptances have you run a tally on the number of people that you...
I don't have right here. Protocol is keeping those. I could check it out.
But just generally speaking, from out of town, the acceptances and so forth for the Saturday affair, do you...
They're not running very high. I don't think we've heard over from about six, and I imagine those have declined.
Very good, then. I will keep trying to reach him, and if you talk with him again, tell him that I'm looking forward to hearing from him as soon as possible.
All right.
And I'll try to rendezvous with him next 24 hours if I can, and we'll go over the list and so forth.
All right.
After we get a feel from him.
He keeps his little address book with him, and I'm sure he might have more people in there.
Good.
That he would like to invite.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Bye.